Tech scams, identity thieves, data leaks. Hearing about these online threats every day can be stressful. But don't worry. McAfee Total Protection is here to help you live a worry-free life online. What does worry-free mean? Well, it means you won't have to wonder if that text message is a scam, if new threats will pop up on your PC, or if you're safe from identity theft. Visit McAfee.com/online protection today to get award-winning online protection for just $39.99 your first year. That's McAfee.com/online protection. Cancel anytime. Terms apply.
Hey, this is Jordan Belfort, the real Wolf of Wall Street, and you're listening to The Anthony Rogers Show.
This call is now being recorded.
Welcome back to the greatest show in the universe. And we have Jeff pretending to be Addison in the studio still, Bruce.
Yo.
And then on the line we have actress Hunter Riley. How are you doing?
Good. Great.
Awesome. I feel like we've done this before.
yeah.
I'm having deja vu. So you're in Psycho Ape, which was shot. And then what was the movie we were talking about before we started recording that you shot in January?
It's currently untitled, I believe, or at least like publicly untitled. But it's Kansas Bowling, who was in Psycho Ape's second feature, her first feature being BC Butcher. But I do have a part in her second feature that we shot last January, not this past year, but 2018.
That's
badass.
Great title.
That's super. That's badass. Like, so three movies in a year so far?
What'd you say?
That's like, what is that, three movies in a year so far?
Yeah.
That's impressive.
5 minutes between hit parts, you know.
What did you play in the film so far?
What'd you say?
What were your roles in the films so far?
It's actually just two. It was just the Psycho Ape bit parts in the Slumber Party Massacre. And then in Kansas's second feature, I'm sort of like a Greek chorus type situation, kind of setting up different vignettes. So no real title to that, like no name or anything, but just kind of a player as far as like the movie goes.
Cool.
I'm interested in that Slumber Party Massacre.
It was fun to shoot.
What, was there a lot of blood?
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm just curious.
I mean, yeah. I mean, there was shit all over all my stuff forever. I don't think all of my stuff is cleaned off of the corn syrup blood yet.
You have blood, like the blood was got on your on all your stuff?
No, I'm on the phone right now. Sorry.
Oh.
Sorry, I'm at a bar right now. So.
Oh, wow. Great.
No, it's cool. I've just even died. I appreciate taking the time to do that.
What was the question?
Jeff was asking, or I was asking if there's blood everywhere. You said there's blood on all your stuff from that scene, so?
Wait.
I'm sorry. Your connection's kind of, your speaker keeps, like, kind of shutting out.
It's that new modern speaker, I think.
Don't say anything. Don't trigger.
All right. Do you have a question?
Well, since she's at a bar, and we could actually have her do things like Impractical Jokers.
if I agree to do things.
Yeah, is there a guy sitting next to you?
I'm outside.
Oh, okay. All right, lie down on the ground and pretend you're having an epileptic fit. Oh, no, I'm sorry. All right, go ahead.
I was already doing that before I called. Nobody came.
So are you looking to do, like, more films and stuff? Like, what are your kind of goals, like, for, like, film, I guess?
No, I have no real, like, aspirations as far as film goes. Kansas has been a good friend of mine for a long time. That's how I got in her film. And then, obviously, she was a part of Psycho Ape, and they were filming in Michigan, and that's where I'm based. So when she said she was going to film in Detroit, she was like, do you want to be in this movie? And I was like, yeah, whatever. So me and my friend Darby drove out, and yeah, that was that. We had no real concept of like anything, like how the movie, what the movie was about, anything about it. So, I mean, which I feel like Kansas didn't really have any concept either going into it. She just kind of like jumped on. But yeah, that was about it. I'll do stuff, you know, I'll always do stuff for her. My friend Monty, he makes movies here in Grand Rapids, and I'll do anything, like, in his movies and stuff like that, but as far as, like, a career or an aspiration goes, I don't really have much. I'm just kind of hanging out.
Well, how's that Psycho 8 movie doing, by the way?
It comes out in summer.
Oh, it's not even out yet.
No, it's not out. It comes out in summer next year.
I've been under the impression it's a huge blockbuster.
Yeah, it's going to be a big one for sure.
It's going to
blow the lid off everything.
It's going to be in all the theaters.
I just think it's hilarious. Like, he made a movie where a monkey just, like, goes around stabbing people with bananas, like, work. Like, he made it work, though. Like, it was like, it's on paper, it sounds insane. But, like, the actuality was great, though. It's so weird and funny at the same time.
I'm excited to see how it comes out, because I really have no concept of, like, anything
where they
about
releasing
the movie
it?
Other than what I shot.
It's going to be on Netflix or something? Or
bro, I don't know. Some show. Like,
no.
Probably, it's not?
I don't know. It's probably, like, I don't know, Amazon, if anything.
Works for me.
Yeah. Amazon is great.
It works for me. That's great, though.
Anthony's movies on Amazon.
Yeah.
There's several, right?
One right now. One.
You got to do a Psychoid 2.
Psychoid
2. Oh, I'm trying to get into acting. Did you take classes by any chance?
Me?
Yeah. Or how did
no,
you get into
not
acting?
At all.
I've been working on impressions. Well, here, I want to do a Donald Trump. Okay, here we go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can slay that impression. Come on.
No, I'm going to try it. Hold on.
I will be the greatest president that God ever created.
How was that?
That was a great, great bit you just did right there.
Oh, okay.
It sounded just like
him. Yeah. I've worked on that a long time.
That's kind of cool.
But, what the fuck? So many movies and you're just going to drop out of the... You sound like you had a career ahead of you.
Yeah, you know, I feel like this lifestyle is really getting the best of me, so I feel like I just need to kind of get out while it's good before I spiral any further downward than I already have.
What are you going to do next?
Just chill, man. Just chill in Michigan.
Yeah, run off into the woods like David Cassidy of the Partridge Family.
Yeah, for sure.
Remember he ran off, he couldn't handle the fame?
I'm not fucking 7 years old.
I can't handle all the fame.
Have you been recognized in public yet?
Not by anyone I know.
Oh, like they don't come up to you? Well,
yeah.
How many movies have been released?
No.
Oh, so you're not famous yet. You might be famous someday. It's coming.
No, I'm just an actor in theory.
Well, 2 movies a year beats like what a lot of motherfuckers are doing. So, I mean, can't knock it. That's pretty dope.
What year did I'm old because I still call female actors actresses. When did they change?
That's a microaggression, I think, Jeff.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that's not woke.
Slap me out.
We're all super offended, actually.
Oh, okay. Actors and actresses, waiters and waitresses.
Are they not called actresses anymore?
No, I guess she called herself an actor, and then I guess women call themselves waiters.
Next thing you know, they're going to be voting and shit.
And they're not stewardesses anymore? What are they now? Flying?
So you'd say you're an actor? You would call yourself an actor? Like, 100%?
Me, personally?
Yeah, would it be actor or actress? Just for like
I don't call myself either of those things. I don't consider myself either of those
things.
Well,
you just say actor. I was an actor for a while. The language.
Did I just say that?
Too fast.
I don't know. That's what I was trying to figure out. Like, he seems like pretty
confident. No, if I did say that, I was joking for sure, because I don't consider myself an actor or an actress or anything like that. I consider myself a friend who is a good friend and helps people out with things that they need shit to help
with. Well, let's test your acting skills right now. Can you try to, like, fake an orgasm? No, okay. No, I mean, that was in the movie.
What?
Wasn't that in, what was that movie? Oh, Tom Hanks. Run, Forrest, run. No, it wasn't in that movie.
So what are you asking? Were you?
No, I'm just trying to make the show a little more interesting. I thought she's
trying to stir it up.
Yeah, like for each one of us
going to sit on a Sibian?
Get on the Sibian.
It's not going to happen.
Oh.
Oh.
No, that's not.
Is this Opie and Anthony? No, thanks.
All right. Get to the point, Anthony.
Disappointed.
Anthony's busy sucking on his beer. And vaping.
And vaping.
He's sitting in a cloud of smoke. Didn't you hear vaping was bad for you?
That's illegal here now. We can't even do it.
Yeah, I saw that. It's illegal in Michigan now.
Michigan?
Yeah, you can't vape anymore.
I heard it was like they're cutting the tick. That's what we used to call it in the old days. THC with the vitamin E oil, and that's like doesn't work well in your lungs.
Yeah, I smoke cigarettes to get off vaping right now.
Yeah, I know.
I'm trying to quit vaping.
It's a respectable, method.
You don't want to die like within a month.
Yeah, you'd rather just have
drag it out. Corn dog. Oh, we have a little additional guest joining the show. Shut your filthy dog mouth. Oh, sorry, it's my dog.
Jeff brought his dog here for some reason.
He's making noise. Sorry.
So do you have any questions for us?
No, why'd you ask me to come on here?
to promote the movie stuff.
Yeah, we got to promote the movie.
Yeah.
Tell us more about it.
Wait, man.
What's the best scene in the whole movie? Tell us the best scene in the whole movie. Is it funny?
Really the one that I did, because I don't know any of the other ones.
Oh, it's like shot in like separate little things where nobody knows what anyone's doing but the producer.
It's really like, you know.
You don't know what kind of
classified information.
You didn't know it was a triple-act movie.
Shot as if it's the fucking Tarantino movie. The last 10 pages of the script were fake, actually. So.
Right, you're going to end up in a triple-X movie.
Triple-X movie. But actually, this was a snuff film, guys.
Vin Diesel movie.
That's even worse.
Oh,
I would fucking kill myself if I was in Vin Diesel movie by accident.
That'd be funny to trick a whole
Are you kidding?
Oh,
yeah, I would literally
shoot. He's a king.
You like Vin Diesel. You have a Kid Rock tattoo, too. I remember that.
I like Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
So you like Kid Rock and Vin Diesel? Like, you can't just pick one?
I never said I like Kid Rock.
Kid Rock's
awesome. You don't like Kid Rock?
Having a Kid Rock tattoo does not mean anything.
I thought it meant loyalty. I thought it meant brand loyalty. Like, you like were a fan of Kid Rock.
I'm the bull god. Bang, boogie. Oh, sorry. I'm hooked.
I mean, it means whatever it means whatever anyone else wants it to mean.
Either way. So you're Vin.
I got to pose a question.
What was the question?
No, just any. Just a big question mark.
Hmm.
Oh.
I like that.
Whatever anyone thinks of it is what is true.
I was thinking we're getting an ICP face tat.
We should. I like ICP as well.
Just says whoop whoop on my. You like ICP as well? Is it because you're product of Michigan, probably?
Yeah, I'm fucking Midwestern, baby.
I can see that. Cause I'll kind of pretend like I like Tech N9ne sometimes because he's from Kansas City, but I don't actually like his music. But I'll be like, yeah, like Tech N9ne, like he did shit here kind of sometimes, or he made 19-year-olds think he did shit, I guess. I mean, like I feel like, so I like kind of rep Tech N9ne just out of like, not really liking him, though.
The Great Malenko is a great album.
Oh, you're a fan of their work, actually. This is interesting. I've never met somebody that actually liked ICP. This is cutting edge for me.
Yeah, Great Malenko is actually a great album.
That's
awesome. I stand by it.
So Kid Rock, ICP, and Vin Diesel.
Yeah, Devil Without a Cause, that's a great album. Great Malenko, ICP, that's a great album. Some dude's trying to run me over with his car right now.
You can't die on the
cool.
show. Tell them to push it off 10 more minutes.
With an Alaska license plate, which is bizarre.
You can't trust them.
Oh, wow. All of a sudden, oh, no, he's taking me!
Neither. I choose to live on a fucking land covered in ice. My fucking decision. They can't trust him driving.
Did Bruce ever show you his tattoo?
Bruce got a tattoo?
Yeah.
I don't have a tattoo.
Oh, you don't want to talk about it?
I don't have a tattoo.
It's a young Michael Jackson on his right butt cheek.
Like how hard are you trying to get smacked
when Michael Jackson was 10 years old?
I'd go back in time to fuck my
wife. Oh my God, she's just been kidnapped.
Is she dying?
Why? They're saying, get the fuck off the phone. This is an emergency.
Come hang out with us.
Oh, yeah. It's an emergency. I've got a phone.
Would you go? I want to go back in time. I fucked Michael Jackson as a kid, I think, by the time machine ran out.
She's gone. That's the end of the interview.
The call would be over. She's.
I'm what? Still here. What are you talking about?
Well,
but I do have food inside, so I should leave.
She's hungry.
Well, is there anything you want to throw out there, any social media or something before you got here?
Absolutely not. I don't want anyone to know who I am.
Where do you live, by the way?
What's your favorite credit card?
See ya. Bye.